I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Vaccine 411, the latest coronavirus vaccine information for January 5th, 2022. The U.S. added more than 1 million people to its case count Monday that encompasses a surge in infections over the holidays. It doesn't really count as a single-day record since much of the reporting was delayed and then came in all at once. But on the other hand, many are testing at home and don't report to authorities, which means the numbers are probably being underestimated, if anything. The CDC says Omicron now makes up around 95.4% of new cases. Speaking of those at-home tests, you may not be able to find any, but if you do, expect to pay more. Walmart, Kroger, and Amazon had been selling them at cost as part of a deal with the White House. Now the kits will go up to $23.99 for a package of two, and most places still have limits on how many you can buy. Things are getting very rough for residents of the Chinese city of Xi'an who are under a strict zero-tolerance coronavirus lockdown. Business owners are suffering, and many of the 13 million residents have started having trouble finding food as they are largely confined to their homes. And now another city, Yuzhou, has been placed under a similar lockdown after three asymptomatic cases were discovered. You have enough problems without your body attacking itself, but a new study of 177 healthcare workers indicates those who recover from even mild cases often have elevated autoantibody levels that can cause the body to mistakenly attack itself months later. Gender also appears to make a difference, with males carrying the risk of autoimmune activation after symptomatic COVID and females carrying the risk after asymptomatic exposure. Add this to the list of things that, no, you can't do that. A teacher in New York was arrested New Year's Eve for allegedly giving a vaccine injection at her house to a 17-year-old boy. And no, his mother did not give her permission. While the teacher was a science teacher, she was in no way authorized to administer vaccines. In the United States, cases were up 254%, deaths are down 3%, and hospitalizations are up 43% over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending up since December 14th. The five states that had the most daily deaths per 100,000 are Wyoming, Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and New Hampshire. There are now over 15 million active cases in the United States at 15,288,098. The five areas with the greatest increase in hospitalizations per capita: Puerto Rico, 615%, the Virgin Islands, 342%, Louisiana, 315%, Washington, D.C., 243%, and Florida, 225%. The top 10 areas with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times: Pitkin, Colorado, Miami-Dade, Florida, Essex, New Jersey, Summit, Colorado, New York City, New York, Nassau, New York, Vega Baja, Puerto Rico, Putnam, New York, Teton, Wyoming, and Passaic, New Jersey. There have been at least 830,068 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related. The top three vaccinating states by percentage of population that's been fully vaccinated: Vermont at 77.5%, Rhode Island at 76.8%, and Maine at 76.4%. The bottom three vaccinating states are Wyoming at 47.4%, Mississippi at 47.9%, and Alabama at 48%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is 61.9%. Globally, cases were up 146% and deaths down 14% over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending up since October 15th. There are now over 33 million active cases around the world at 33,999,521. The five countries with the most new cases: the United States, 567,696, France, 271,686, the UK, 218,724, Italy, 170,844, and Spain, 117,775. There have been at least 5,456,350 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Vaccine 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Vaccine 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.